There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. We were talking in the last hour about Russ Ulbricht, and I'd ask the question, is he being truthful here with the judge in his letter where he's saying he's sorry for creating the Silk Road that, you know, Mark, you were...
I don't even care if he's being truthful. What I'm hearing in his letter is, a man who's in desperate straits.
He's looking at life in prison.
And so I don't know whether, who cares whether he, actually believes what he's written or not. I mean, how many angels can dance in the head of a pin? It doesn't matter whether he's being truthful or not. What matters is this poor guy is facing the rest of his life in prison. And
it's
sad.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with lying to a judge. I mean, look, if you've got, if you've got to say what you got to say.
Well, what if you get an answer? What, somebody gives you an assault. Okay, here you go. Ring, ring. Hi, I'd like to talk to Ian on Free Talk Live. I think that Russ Ulbricht does not believe what he says. Okay, what do you say? Yeah.
No, I see where you're coming from on that, Mark.
Ring, ring. I do believe he says what he says. Now what do you say?
Well, maybe they would say something else beyond that would be more creative. I don't know, Mark. I'm just asking people for how they feel about it.
I feel like you're not forwarding the conversation.
I believe it's an interesting question, but I think the better question is, what is he going to believe when he gets out of jail?
Well, he's going to be bitter. 20 years in prison assuming he hasn't hurt anyone, which at this point they have not proven.
But what message is he going to preach? Is he going to get out and be like, all right, yeah, now I'm free. I've served my debt to society, and now I can, I can do whatever I want. Or is he going to be, preaching the preach that, what I did was wrong,
Who knows?
You guys shouldn't do it. You know, trust the government.
I hope he gets out and we get to find out, because at this point the question is whether or not he will ever get out. And let's go first, though, in this hour to Vance, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark. Vance?
Steve.
Hey, Vance, you're on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
Just enjoying the talk, listening in. Didn't really have a question, just really trying to pay attention to what's going on.
Okay. Well, normally when you call a talk radio program, you would have something to talk about. I mean, you called just so you could listen on hold? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I apologize.
Generally not how we do things. We've got a bunch of different ways where you can listen to Free Talk Live, Vance. And welcome to the show. I understand you're a newer listener to Free Talk Live. We have internet streams. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can listen that way. We have over 150 radio stations from coast to coast in the United States, one of which may be near you. If you go to our affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com, you can get a list of those stations. And, of course, you can listen live via live streaming on our website or via podcast as well. We do have listen lines as well, and those phone numbers are at listen.freetalklive.com. So that's a way you can actually listen on your phone. Let's say you don't have a laptop or, a computer or smartphone or something like that. You can still call with a regular old dumb phone, as they might be called, and you can listen over the phone lines. And further, we've got satellite, which allows you to listen via a very cheap receiver and dish combo set that you don't have to pay monthly for, which is very nice. And I thank you for the call tonight. But generally, listening on hold is not going to work for talk radio, because we actually want to talk to people about stuff here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I did hear that he had seen some sort of video of ours on Facebook and decided to call in the show as a result of that.
Okay.
We have videos on Facebook now, Mark?
Yeah, we're actually taking clips of the show and...
We're not putting the phone numbers on those, are we?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do that.
I don't think that they're being printed on there, no.
Well, anyway.
But if people want to call in about some of the content that's on those videos, they can do that.
Absolutely.
You don't have to talk about the thing we're talking about on Free Talk Live in order to call in.
Right.
So if there's an issue that is burning desire for you to talk about, you can switch the topic up here and just call us at 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. It's 855-450-FREE.
All right, so our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go and, I don't know if there's more to say about Ross Ulbricht, we finished up his letter to the judge, and I imagine the prosecution is going to be asking for the maximum here in this particular case. The sentencing, I will have to look up the exact date, but I believe it is going to be the 29th. I bet you they've got that information over at FreeRoss.org, which, by the way, it's worth mentioning because I don't think we mentioned this in the first hour of the show. FreeRoss.org is where you can go to get behind his legal fees, which are very expensive and continue to mount. If you are supporting freedom of speech, because this is really a freedom of speech case, if you think about it, in that the speech would be the programming, right? So when you program on computers, you are typing things. You know, you're typing codes, if this, then that. Yes. You know, that's kind of the basic level of programming. If, then, and else. And so that's speech, you know. That seems pretty clearly to me to be speech, and speech should be protected even if people are saying things that you don't like, or in this case, making a website that you don't like that may allow people to do things that might be illegal.
Right. Again, that is the reason for the freedom of speech. It is to protect the speech that we don't like, not the speech that we do like.
But some people argue, Conan, well, what about, like, inciting a riot? That's illegal, isn't it?
Well, if it gets someone hurt, that would definitely, you know, be something that should, you know, be followed up with.
But should it
should
be,
suffer the consequences if you were to get someone hurt.
So, but should the person who was inciting the riot, even though they didn't actually hurt the person, should that person be liable for the person's injuries?
The person inciting the riot, I would say that yes. If I got my leg broken because I got trampled because someone ran into a theater and said fire, that person should be held accountable. He should pay my doctor's bills. He should pay my pain and suffering and pay for my loss of work.
Even if he says, hey, I didn't mean for people to take that seriously. I didn't mean them to hurt anybody.
Well, hey, these guys who are calling the FBI SWATs on the gamers, you know, should they be held accountable, or should they face, you know, whatever sentencing that they're getting? And by the way, as far as Ulbricht, bringing it back to him, how is he actually serving his debt to society? You know, 20 years in jail. I mean, so he actually did. I guess he hurt people, according to the prosecution.
No, they're alleging that he engaged in murder for hire, meaning he allegedly hired someone to kill another person.
But how is he paying his debt to those people? How is he?
That's never even been proven. Those allegations have never even.
Yeah, they haven't gone anywhere with those allegations.
Yeah, I believe.
I find that a real disturbing is that, you know, the most important thing the federal government can do is make sure that some guy who apparently is putting hits out on people gets a drug conviction. Mm. It's nuts.
They drug him through the dirt, is what they did, Conan. They laid those allegations on him without ever proving them, and they were able to tell the jury this at his trial, that, oh, this guy has been hiring, we think that he's been hiring hitmen, even though he's never been convicted of doing anything like that. And so they totally painted him as some kind of a evil drug lord character, and he's not that guy. I don't believe that he's that guy. His parents certainly don't believe that he's that guy. Now, do I believe that he was a Silk Road creator? Yeah, he admitted to that. The opening statement during his trial, the defense attorney said, look, this guy created the Silk Road, but he didn't keep operating Silk Road. He handed it off to essentially a buyer at some point, and then somehow that other guy who got it, who was handed to, brought Ross back in when he felt the heat was coming on, and he basically set Ross up for a fall. Which is the story from the defense that they were ultimately never really able to express appropriately with the proper evidence for the jury because the judge was blocking them in this case.
Okay, question for you, Ian. Yes. So say your neck is in the rope. You're Ross Ulbricht. You've got 20 years, you know, right around the corner, and you know what you know. You know that this whole thing is you know, kangaroo court, and you believe that you're innocent. How would you handle it? Would you write this letter saying how sorry you are for doing all these things, or would you stand your ground like you did a couple of years ago with leaning on a police cruiser?
Well, obviously, leaning on the police cruiser doesn't have life sentence, you know, involved in it.
Sure doesn't.
So I don't blame Ross for telling a lie if he's telling a lie. I just don't know whether he has really changed his mind on this or not. So I can't tell you, Conan, how I would feel in that specific circumstance. I don't think anybody can really say for sure until those pressures have mounted upon them.
Do you think this letter is going to hurt his appeal process, where he's, you know, admitted all these things and he's sorry for being so bad, and now, you know, he's going to try to come back and try to appeal the whole case?
I don't know if a sentencing letter would be taken into effect during an appeal. I'm not sure about how that works.
Hmm.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You know, the appeal has to be about certain questions of law, not necessarily the facts in the case. 855-450-FREE, you can share your thoughts coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Conan's got some dumpster diving tips for us. He's been getting down and dirty the last couple of weeks here in Keene, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. Plus, you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. So,
Brian Sovereign, one of our former co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, has recently created a role-playing game. It's a story like no other. It's called Hypercronius, and it's a role-playing game for Windows PC. And it's got classic graphics, full motion video, pick up and play controls. It's a liberty oriented experience that's not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja. That's the website, zog.ninja. And you can find out more. See the trailer, get your copy of Hypercronius, use the coupon code FTL to get a dollar off. You can purchase it with Bitcoin. I did. Hypercronius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
All right, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype, and that is where Jimmy is on the line right now. Skype username's LRN, excuse me, LRN.FM. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, y'all doing?
Hey, Jimmy, go ahead with your thoughts.
I see y'all got Conan in there.
That's right, we do have a Conan in here. The camera is focused on him right now. Conan, of course, is from BlackSheepRising.org.
That's a good show. I like it.
It is.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. That means a lot. I know it does. I had a crazy weekend this Memorial Day. And,
tell me about it.
I ended up going to jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was in with Milford.
You weren't exposing wife. Yourself to the kiddies again, were you?
No.
Okay, good, good.
I'm safer. This one may get me in a little more trouble, though.
But wait, you were in jail with your wife?
No, well, she got out of it. You know, she's a good talker.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we were at Chuck E. Cheese's celebrating our anniversary.
That's already pretty funny.
Yeah. And, right.
Were your kids there with you?
No, just me and Milford.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, it's Moon, well, hold on, not Moon Unit, Jar Jar
Gramatron.
And Gamatron.
Gramatron and Jar Jar Jr.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we were in there, and they said I was too drunk to be in Chuck E. Cheese's.
Did they serve alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese?
Sure.
Well, I was drunker than hell before I went in there. And
pre-game in Chuck E. Cheese. Nice. Yeah.
And they said that they had to kick me out, you know. They said that I think what really made them mad is I was trying to sell some cocaine to that mouse. And, yeah, they said it was inappropriate.
Yeah, that's probably not okay. You really must have been pretty drunk to think that. No, wait, now, are we talking about the mouse that's like an animatronic mouse?
Yes,
or the mouse that is in it? Well, are there men in costumes?
Oh, yeah,
as
they
well?
Have that, yeah.
Or was it the mouse that was under the table who was going after the cheese?
Well, it was a robotic one.
Okay, you were pretty drunk.
A little bit, just kind of bit.
How did you handle it when they came up, when security came up and told you to leave? How'd that go?
Well, I told him, hey, man, it's between me and the mouse. Get out of this. And that's, then they cuffed me. And I mean, I was there for celebrating the anniversary, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. I mean, who would do that to a man on his anniversary?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Now, where was
I don't know.
Where was your wife at the time when you were trying to do this?
She was in the ball pit.
She was in that ball pit. She can't get enough of that stuff. Just always in
you
there.
Know, who really doesn't like a ball pit? I mean, I haven't been in a ball pit in a long time, but I would not hesitate.
To jump right into one of them, right?
You should hesitate, because that thing is just full of bacteria and kid pee and God knows what else.
Okay, how about
that
an adult
great.
Ball pit? Thanks, Jimmy, for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. Didn't they do a study or something where it did show that ball pits were incredibly dirty?
I don't think they need
they're not
need
just to, making that up.
They don't need to do a study to prove it to me, I can tell you that.
I think the study that I saw shows you that the toilet is actually cleaner than lots of things, like the toothbrush and like the kitchen counter and the whole night, because you're always, you know, slapping all kinds of bleach and, you know, really harsh agents onto the toilet, which just kills everything. But it's the toothbrush. That's the nasty, you know, or the hair brushes, you know, the whole nine.
You know, they've got these ultraviolet cleaner things for your toothbrush, but a simple, you can just a little ultraviolet light. Yep, I've got it for my little Sonic toothbrush. I highly recommend this toothbrush.
Does it kill bacteria or
something? It does. But a really great way to handle it is just to put your toothbrush on the windowsill of your bathroom if you can get some sunlight in there. Sunlight is a great disinfectant.
By the way, the soap puff things that the girls use is another one. It's just a bacteria,
The poof?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I use a poof. I love those things.
You are a poof.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, what came before the poof was the washing cloth, like the washcloth, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that never seemed very clean to me, like the washcloth.
That's the one that gets all the pubic hairs stuck to it.
These things really need to get a good washing on a regular basis.
That's once a week, throw it in the wash with the rest of the socks and whatnot. I never wash mine.
You'd think something you cover in soap. A regular basis, you'd probably be in pretty good shape.
No?
I don't know. I just...
Well, I mean, you're scrubbing off layers of skin. You know, that's not getting washed off immediately. It's on there, and it's... And not to mention, you've got a wet washcloth that's hanging there, and it's not getting the sunlight and the nice...
Well, no, I don't. I think that washcloths are nasty, but the poof always seemed to be a little bit more hygienic to me. But
I don't know.
I haven't read any of these studies, so I'm taking your word for it here. Micah's in Waco, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, and the poofs are so many colors. Micah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just a concern about what's going on with our country, with our justice system.
Is going on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm wondering what is going on.
What specifically is leading you to say that?
Well, with this little incident we had a few weeks ago down here in Waco.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the shooting, the biker war thing. Cops.
I couldn't tell who the good guys or bad guys were in that one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And,
both gang members.
Which gangs were involved? I honestly haven't taken a close look at the story.
They were saying Cossacks and Banditos and all.
Yeah,
that.
I've heard that.
You know, I mean, they're just in there, you know, having a few drinks, but, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, officer of the law just show up, something don't smell right. You know, I mean, something's amiss, and, you know, I never thought I'd see it again in my lifetime. I mean, when I was a kid, I'd seen, the Branch Davidian compound, you know. I mean, you know, and of course it was outside Waco, so that's just giving Waco another big black eye, you know.
So what's the story? I mean, can you give me the briefing on this here? I know there was a shootout and cops were involved and biker gangs were involved. Who started the shootout? Was it the cops came in later?
I tell you what, when I heard, you know, I heard on radio and I went to a friend's house to, you know, take a peek on the TV, you know, it's like, you know, I couldn't tell who started what, you know. They say it started in a fight started in the bathroom and then broke out, but then you're hearing all kind of different conflicting stories, so it's like, you know, maybe one of these days they'll figure it out, see what's exactly what happened, you know, but I don't know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know.
So what do you expect, I mean, what do you want to be done about this? What do you think could be changed for the better?
There's really, you know, I mean, there's no turning back, you know, what's been done has been done, you know. It's like...
Micah, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. It is hard to turn away from the police state. I mean, once you're on the way to a police state, it's really hard to turn that around. So better to get started sooner rather than later. And I think we can still do it here in New Hampshire. You know, we did, the legislature here did reject the police scanners. We're the only state that has rejected those things. Those license plate scanners, more coming up.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. The sentencing for Ross Ulbricht is coming up on Friday. I did confirm, I had thought it was the 29th, and it is indeed going to be on the 29th. I'm not sure at what time on the 29th, but rest assured, if we've heard the news by the time our show comes up on the evening of that Friday, we will let you know what has happened with Ross Ulbricht, the man who is has been found guilty by a so-called jury of his peers for running the most infamous of the world's underground marketplaces, the Silk Road. And we'll continue with that here in a moment, because I've got the story actually about what the federal government is saying. So we know what Ross Ulbricht is saying. He's saying, I'm so sorry. You know, if I would have known the consequences, I wouldn't have done these things, and is, you know, very apologetic in the letter to the judge that he wrote, which we read earlier in the show tonight. We'll now share with you what the federal government's argument is going to be in a filing they have also made in court, in federal court this week. But first, how to get bitcoins. ExpressCoin.com can help you with that. They are available to you if you're in the U.S. or Canada. They also offer Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. Conan, you guys taking Bitcoin over at BlackSheepRising.org?
We do take Bitcoin donations.
Excellent. That's a fine idea. And have you had a few?
We have. Excellent. And by the way, we also take them at 101 Deals thrift store here in Keene.
That's right. You're working over at 101 Deals thrift store right now, which is kind of a cool activist business here in town. It's activist owned. It's not really activism to do business, I don't think, in every instance.
But I think it, as far as Keene activism is concerned, it's actually kind of a difference, a huge difference, because a lot of the activists come here to Keene and they end up sleeping on couches or doing odd jobs or, you know, living here and there. And
it's entrepreneurialism that is really important, and I think you guys are doing a good job over there. So go to expresscoin.com, then you can go shop at 101 Deals with Bitcoin. Expresscoin.com, they've got, again, U.S. or Canada, you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check, and they're a licensed money services business. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and you can get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. You cannot find a deal like that anywhere else with code FTL. Over at expresscoin.com. That again, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we talked about Ross Ulbricht's viewpoint on what should happen to him. He is begging the judge, please give me 20 years. Give me something to look forward to. You know, I'm going to get out when I'm 50. I'm going to miss the entire middle portion of my life. He's now about 30 years old. And please, just give me something to look forward to. Give me, when I get out of prison, I will do whatever I can, you know, to make the world a better place. He's saying everything he possibly can. So what do the federal prosecutors have to say? This from the New York Times. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan are seeking a lengthy prison sentence for the creator of the Silk Road, a once thriving website that allowed users to anonymously buy and sell heroin, cocaine, LSD, and other drugs online until it was shut down by the authorities in 2013. And of course, for those of you just tuning in, there are plenty of other sites just like the Silk Road that are existing right now, and there are more drugs for sale online now than ever during the Silk Road's tenure. So they've done
Agora, Mr. Nice Guy Market, Dream Market, Marketplace.
Are you looking at the rankings?
Abraxas, Alpha Boy. I don't think these are any kind of particular order.
Okay.
They're out there.
What's the site you're pulling that from?
This one is mainstreamlosblogspot.com.
There's one that's like Darknet Markets. It's got a very short URL.
Yeah.
Going on here, the government, in a sentencing memo filed Tuesday in federal district court, that would be today, depicted the defendant, Ross W. Ulbricht, as a digital drug kingpin who ran an online black market of unprecedented scope, say the feds, which had left addiction and fatal overdoses in the wake. So they're claiming that people died because of the Silk Road. And while there's a possibility that someone died from overdosing from the drugs they acquired on the Silk Road, I would say the chances are much greater that people avoided death by not having to buy from the standard black market street dealers where product is of questionable quality and the dealers are also of questionable quality.
Does that mean I have a case against every car manufacturer out there where I can, you know, sue them for all the deaths, you know, every single year? You know, here in Keene, we were just talking about the accidents that happened right in front of 101 Deals because of the way the road is set up there. I mean,
well, not just the car manufacturer. I mean, you could at least allege that the manufacturer would be more liable in a car crash. But what about the dealer? They don't know, right? They're just selling your product.
What about the incompetent boobs that make the road?
That's right.
During the Silk Road's nearly 3 years of operation, more than 1.5 million transactions were conducted on the site. I said a few hundred thousand because I didn't have the numbers in front of me earlier. 1.5 million transactions, over 100,000 buyers.
Somebody's bound to, with 1.5 million transactions, somebody's bound to have received some kind of harm from the drugs they got there. But the question is that you sort of have to prove here is that those people wouldn't have gotten drugs elsewhere.
Oh, they certainly would have.
Likely they would have.
Involving over 100,000 buyer accounts and nearly 4,000 vendor accounts, says the government gang. At the time of its closing, the site listed more than 13,000 offerings of illegal drugs. Prosecutors have said that Ulbricht solicited the murders of people he saw as threats to his business, though there was no evidence that such killings were carried out, and that at least six deaths were attributed to drugs bought on the Silk Road. Although Mr. Ulbricht, who's 31, could face life imprisonment when he's sentenced on Friday by Judge Catherine Forrest, the government, in its filing, I'm shocked, did not ask for the maximum term.
Wow, that's great.
Instead, the Office of Preet Bharara, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, said Mr. Ulbricht should receive a sentence that is substantially above the mandatory minimum of 20 years that Mr. Ulbricht faces for one of the seven counts on which he was convicted. Ulbricht bears the responsibility for the overdoses, addictions, and other foreseeable repercussions of the illegal drugs sold on Silk Road. I completely disagree.
It's important that people who are sort of thinking about sentences here understand that in federal prison, you do 85% of your time. This isn't a situation where you get 25 years and do two.
Yeah.
He's going to do, if he gets 20 years, he's going to do 17 of them. mandatory. Now, he's likely to do more than that because there'll be there's always some kind of disciplinary action. In the course of 17 years, you're going to leave your bed unmade or get caught buying cigars or
making hooch in the ceiling.
Making hooch in the ceiling. And a variety of other things that people do in these circumstances, you know, like that's just how that goes. This whole day and age where someone could claim that they won't do any time anyway, that day and age is over.
Ulbricht bears responsibility for the overdoses and addictions, says the prosecutor's office. I totally disagree. I mean, that's like saying that the landlord of the crack house bears responsibility for every one of the adults who went into that crack house and who voluntarily, consensually purchased the crack cocaine from the crack dealer and then ultimately overdosed or got, you know, pathetically addicted to the product. It's not the landlord's fault. It's not Ross Ulbricht's fault either. Even if Ross was the dealer, even if Ross was the crack dealer, he would not be responsible for the user and their choices. And you hear this all the time when it comes to drug dealers, you know, facing penalty for the supposed crime of selling a product to an adult. You hear it all the time that, well, this isn't a victimless crime. He's victimizing these people by giving them the means by which they can be addicted.
He's created this drug house playground for these guys to just frolic like madmen.
And yep. Just completely irresponsible for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The individuals are the ones who should be held responsible. If you're addicted to something, it's not your dealer's fault. The dealer is just giving you what you wanted. You wanted that, and you would have gone and found someone else who was willing to do it. I guess the idea is that if no one sold drugs, then the drug addicts wouldn't get their drugs. Well, then some of those addicts would figure out how to, you know, some of the people who want to get high would figure out other ways to get high, right? Because there's a certain demand by human beings to alter their state of consciousness. And as long as there's a demand, we know the market's going to supply that demand. And if that supply is being provided on a consensual basis, I don't think you can say that it's the dealer's fault. And you certainly can't say it's the landlord's fault, or in this case, the market administrator's fault. The toll-free number tonight is 855-453 if you want to share your thoughts on the government's demands for Ulbricht. I'm shocked that they're not calling for the maximum penalty here. Now, does that mean the judge...
It's close, though.
Does that mean the judge won't give the maximum penalty? Maybe she'll want to send a message. We'll give you what one federal prisoner says coming up as well. It's Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you suffering from EP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Extend your life with Extendo Vice.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Just looming, Friday is the day in district court, federal district court in Manhattan, where the evil judge that has been prohibiting the Ulbricht defense from actually, you know, having any kind of strength whatsoever, is going to be sentencing this man to what could be life in prison for running a website. I think it's really important to focus on that's all Ross Ulbricht did. That's all he's been proven to have done. They allege that he engaged in some murders for hire, but have never proven those charges.
But his playground got people killed, Ian. Yeah.
Well, also, the suggestion was that he sold mushrooms on that website.
Whoopie-doo. I don't think anybody's claiming that they overdosed on mushrooms.
It's not all he did, though. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, he was. I don't know if he was charged with selling those mushrooms, but...
Yeah, I think he was.
No, he was charged with conspiracy. Charged with conspiracy to sell drugs, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, and conspiracy to money launder. There were a few other charges mixed in, and I forget exactly what they were, but they were all conspiracy-related charges, if I'm recalling correctly.
Okay.
And if he actually... I mean, look, I agree with you. He probably did sell those mushrooms, right? But,
maybe.
You know, did anybody overdose on the mushrooms and die? Pretty unlikely. Very, very unlikely, in fact. I'm not saying you can't overdose and die from ingesting psilocybin. I don't know for sure. But it's not a story you tend to hear about.
Seems unlikely.
You don't hear about it. You hear about heroin, crack, and things like that.
Usually when you overdose on natural substances like that, you just vomit it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You just go, yeah. You're
going to vomit. In a lot of cases, you're going to vomit, period, on
and
mushrooms.
Also, usually, I think that is usually because... a little foreign material got mixed in with the good mushrooms.
No, it's usually
been my case because I've gone through a whole bunch of them and yeah,
and not vomited. You mean
there'll be great dosages, you know, one after the other, and all of a sudden you just get a bad one and you're vomiting all night. It's like
I don't know. I think it just depends on you know your stomach at the time. You know, mm-hmm. Did you eat recently prior to the dose? That will increase the likelihood that you're going to throw up. If there's something on your stomach while right. you're digesting the mushrooms, I think that's probably one of the biggest factors. But at the same time, you are ingesting essentially a poison, and
correct.
Your body is going to, depending on how sensitive you are to it, is going to reject that. So, I mean, I've thrown up on an eighth of mushrooms before, and even on a half an eighth before. But that usually just is what precipitates you getting really, really high.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because once you're done, that's when it kicks in, and that's all good. It's all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Kids, we're not recommending that you try mushrooms, but if you are going to do drugs, you should do some research first. There's a great website called Arrowid.org, Arrowid, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. If you're going to do drugs, you really need to know your stuff before you get into it. Know as much as you possibly can about that. Not advocating, necessarily.
Sounds like a good time vomiting for everybody.
So going on here, this is what the prosecution is wanting for the sentencing. We know what Ulbricht wants. He wants the minimum. Prosecutors are saying, however, they want what is going to be a sentence substantially above the mandatory minimum of 20 years that Ulbricht is facing for one of the seven counts on which he was convicted. Ulbricht bears responsibility for the overdoses, they say, addictions and other foreseeable repercussions. It doesn't matter that he didn't personally handle those drugs. Neither would a traditional kingpin. Mr. Ulbricht was convicted in February on seven counts, including distributing narcotics on the internet and engaging in a continuing criminal enterprise, charges that carry potential life terms. The case has been widely watched because of its technological intrigue and because it lifted the veil on the so-called dark web, a hidden part of the internet where transactions were conducted with the virtual currency Bitcoin and could be shielded from the ready scrutiny of law enforcement. And in point of fact, for the most part, the buyers and the sellers have been shielded from the scrutiny of law enforcement. There are a couple of sellers who have been picked up, but mostly by accident, you know, mostly by the fact that, you know, somebody got suspicious about a package in the Postal Service. They opened it up and were able to review video footage and kind of figure out who was shipping packages that had drugs in them, not because they were busted, because of the Silk Road takedown. So from what I've seen of the people who were busted tangentially or connected to the Silk Road, they never really had anything at all to do generally with like some sort of security flaw in the site, letting people know who was who or where addresses were being shipped to and things like that. So relatively secure. I mean, there were 13,000 listings on the Silk Road at the time of its takedown. And so that means if there were 13,000 listings, you can imagine there were several thousand that were in the process of being purchased at that moment, right? That there were some of them at the moment the site was taken down, some of those listings had gone into I'm buying this mode. Yeah. And then, you know, the customer had sent a message to the seller, you know, with their address in it. And those people haven't been arrested. We haven't heard about major sweeps or anything like that. And, of course, the darknet markets continue today unabated with thousands more, tens of thousands more listings. Going on, though, from the New York Times, the government had alleged that he ran the Silk Road under the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts and that he took millions of dollars in commissions from deals made on the site. Ulbricht's lawyer, Joshua Dreitel, in submissions to the judge last week, argued that Ulbricht's website had been far safer than traditional street drug dealing and that prosecutors could not prove a link between the site and the overdoses. Mr. Dreitel argued that deterrence would be more than amply accomplished by imposing the mandatory minimum 20-year term and that in any case...
What's the mandatory minimum for?
I don't recall. It's for one of those.
And by the way, that is so true. I mean, the guy should get an award for the lives that have been saved.
I totally agree.
I suspect they will not be handing out an award.
Well, he should get an award anyway. Someone ought to send him one in jail.
We'll make him one, and Daryl W. Perry will submit it on one of the next shows.
Imposing the mandatory 20-year minimum, they say here, this is Dreitel saying that his client should receive a term substantially below the recommendation of the federal sentencing guidelines, which was that Mr. Ulbricht was to be sentenced to life. Mr. Ulbricht, in a personal letter, which we just read to you earlier in the show, they summarize that where he's very, very sorry and essentially begs for mercy. The prosecutors, Saren Turner and Timothy...
I understand why he would totally beg for mercy.
I totally get it, too.
This circumstance. I mean, basically...
I'm not saying he's bad for it, Mark.
It's a really smart thing to do for him because he understands he's going to get the 20 years.
Yeah.
And he, at this point, he's just begging for 20 years.
That's right.
In this circumstance, that's the best thing he can do because, you know, as a judge... 20 years is a long time, and if he can get the 20 years, then he can sort of chip away at it with whatever the appeals might be in this circumstance. Mm-hmm. But that's the best option for him. And nobody's served. No one is served except perhaps the prosecutor and the judge in this circumstance for this guy doing more than 17 years in prison. I would love for a caller, just one caller.
You won't get it.
A caller who's not high on drugs or crazy drunk to call in and say, this is why this man deserves to do more than 17 years in prison.
You won't get that call.
Right. You won't, because it's a stupid, crazy thing to say.
The number, though, is 855-450-FREE if you want to. We've also got Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM.
And frankly, I think that number, the 17 years, is a miscarriage of justice.
Except the jury of his peers decided that he was, in fact, guilty and does deserve to go away.
But would the jury have made the same decision if they knew the sentences? That's always a big question, because the jury is precluded from having that information
right. In
most trials. Now, in our case here,
as well as jury nullification.
In the case of Ross's case, the jury was actually threatened with sequestering if the activists, like our very own Derek J. Freeman, who's normally on Monday nights, he's actually going to be on Wednesday this week, but Derek was down there with a number of activists, including James Cleveland, who's another activist in the Keene area. A bunch of Keene folks went down there, and some people did some jury rights outreach out in front of the courthouse. Others held signs. And the judge said, if those protesters don't go away tomorrow, then I'm going to sequester this jury. And, of course, the judge is saying this with the jury not in the room.
Yeah. Yep.
And the idea would be that then the jury would think that they were under threat. So the jury could draw the conclusion that, oh, my God, you know, we were allowed to go home previously, and now they're keeping us in this hotel.
No home for you.
Whatever. And that might make them feel like that Ross Ulbricht is this drug kingpin who is threatening their lives. So it was a real shifty trial that, you know, a lot of the judges' decisions were just awful and totally unfair. So I wouldn't get my hopes up for the sentencing at all, even though the prosecutors are not even asking for life in this particular case, which I'm glad to see that at least. Anyway, going on here, prosecutors in this case, Saren Turner and Timothy Howard, argued in their memorandum that Ulbricht's website had, quote, dramatically lowered the barriers to obtaining illegal drugs. With a click of a mouse, a Silk Road user could circumvent all of the physical obstacles that might otherwise prevent or deter one from obtaining drugs locally, say the prosecutors. Going on, they claim, someone who might not know where to find drugs in his or her area or feel comfortable searching them out could find and buy drugs effortlessly on the Silk Road. Because, you know, there's so many people who really wanted to try heroin, and they've just decided to not bother because it's too hard to figure out where to go locally. Does anyone really believe that?
That prosecutor obviously does.
Well, yeah, besides the prosecutor, does anyone actually believe that? Who out there listening to this show tonight believes that? That you want to do
heroin?
They
don't listen to this show. They might listen to Rush Limbaugh. They might listen to Glenn Beck. Or
do they really want to do heroin, though? And they're like just waiting until they get the chance, you know, to try some heroin out? No, normally you get hooked on heroin, and then you figure out the ways to get it.
To get it.
Right? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. More about the Ulbricht case, plus dumpster diving tips on the way here tonight on Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it.
Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.